It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
It's the weekend, and you listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And we appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. And going to have a little fun this time. We're, you know, 3 weeks into the bow season now, and I'm a week and a half off, a couple weeks off of deer camp, and recuperated from all the cooking I did down there. But you know what? The rut is close, man. We're here in mid-October. It's usually the end of October, early November. So it's time to get tuned up and ready to go. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And welcome. Thanks for joining us, taking a little time out of your weekend to listen to the smokiest show on the airwaves. We work hard just to bring you some fun and maybe help your grilling game just a little bit. And so today we have our special friend and sponsor, Tim Sobey, with us, and we're going to get into all things meat. He brought some barbiyaki jerky, so if I start slurring, it's because I'm chewing. But I'm washing it down with a beautiful Kiss My Scottish Arse from Schmoes, and it's a... makes for a good weekend.
Scottish ale? Yeah, it's a way to get started. And if you're not having smoked meat and beer for breakfast, sucks to be you.
Sorry.
Yep. Sucks to be you, because that's what we're doing.
So good. So I don't want to get into a big RV story.
There's no reason to. Do you got brakes on that thing yet?
I do.
Good. There's what we need to know, because that was 2 or 3 weeks in a row where the brakes would get fixed and they weren't, and they'd get fixed and they weren't.
Well, but I just left it with the guy until it was right.
Right.
But I'm selling RVs at Camping World now, and I think it's the most fun I've ever had working.
Good.
Because
if you can make some money doing it too, then it's a bonus, man.
I love motorhomes, camper trailers, and fifth wheels, and I'm trying not to be too excited when I walk in and wet myself with the customer.
Right, right.
But I'm discovering all these cool things. So the other day I have this guy. He's a really cool guy from Portland, Michigan. I posted his unit on – I made a Facebook page, RV Deals, West Michigan, something like that. And he came in and he bought this 40-foot fifth wheel that has a 16-foot garage in the back.
Cool.
And it's got a beautiful kitchen, beautiful bedroom. He's got 160 horse side by side that he wants to take with him, and a BMW.
Why wouldn't you?
And a BMW street bike. They'll all fit in the back of this thing.
Right. And then he and Mama are in the front when they get where they're going. They just set it up and they've got her going. Wow.
Oh,
cool.
These things are so cool. It's just a fun. I guess I forgot how much I liked it. My mom and dad had an RV business when I was little.
Right.
And it was just alongside the house. It was small, and it was side income for them before the oil embargo hit, which killed the RV business. But it's just fun getting back into it. And you know I love to camp anyway.
Right.
And now I have a mattress.
Right, which is surprising to me, because you've always preached the you aren't camping unless you're in a tent. Right.
You know, but I wouldn't share this tip with just anybody, but Tim's tip of the day, if you have bad brakes like that, if you just take cats and tie their tails together and put them on your tire backwards, then little claws will just dig in and slow you right down.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah.
Is he doing a cat's joke?
No.
You know, we were almost banned from the air for a cat story.
Well, that had nothing to do with brakes. It had everything to do with shooting them, and we don't do that anymore.
No.
But speaking of shooting, let me take this in the right direction. Last weekend, since this last week, I had my 57th birthday. Man, I'm getting old. But we had a little bonfire party with the Reverend Charles Slosher, the guy that married me a couple months ago. Now is
that's legal now,
right? We shot some clay pigeons in his backyard, and nothing special about it other than we played a game. I've been shooting clay pigeons forever, and we played a game that was just a bunch of fun. And what it is we lined up five guys side by side. Say the first guy's the primary shooter. You get one shot at the clay. If he misses, the next guy has to shoot. And if he misses, the next guy has to shoot, and so on, till the bird is either missed completely
or
down.
So you better shoot it a little higher.
Right. But but there was a strategy in it, because we were playing for, you know, dipsy doodles is what we were doing. And so if I shot and missed and the next guy hit, I'm out. Now there's only four guys in the line. and you got down till the one guy that made the shot after somebody else missed is the winner, right? Well, I had my my new stepson out there, never shot. We played this six times. He won five out of six times. It was crazy how good this kid was at shooting clay pigeons right out of the box.
Instinctive.
Right. It must have been. I mean, he's a hockey player, great hand-eye coordination, all of that stuff. But I
you know what he said?
What?
He said he learned on that video war game.
Really?
Whatever they call it.
Wow.
What do you call it, Mr. Producer?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Yeah, there you go.
He plays Call of Duty.
Wow. Something worked because I've been shooting all my life, and I didn't win one of them, but he won five out of six, man. It was crazy. Just crazy to watch a guy shoot. But, you know, that's practice. And then when you get in the real world and you got a dog out in front of you and stuff, things get a little more exciting.
Try not to shoot the dog.
But he got it. It was fun. And he was using my double barrel, so I couldn't blame it on the gun because I don't shoot it that well, right? But anyway, it's all good. It's a lot of fun.
I haven't flung an arrow yet.
No?
No.
Well, what are you doing, man?
I'm working.
Yeah, I know. 6 days a week, but is it daylight till dark that you're working?
Is it daylight till dark?
That you're working?
It's usually daylight till dark.
Yeah? You know?
Yeah, I'm working daylight to dark.
Right, so you don't have time.
Well, I'm going to go up, I think, on like the 10th and stay up till about the 17th, and I'm taking the motorhome up and I'm bringing my brother-in-law, Paul, with me for about 3 or 4 days to do some crossbow hunting. He's going to use one of my buddy's crossbows.
You use mine if he wants. I don't care.
Because he doesn't shoot a bow. And, of course, I'll have my beautiful bow tech from Allen Bob's.
Yep.
And then about the 14th, he'll split, and Ted will come up, and we'll get the guns shined up. And we'll get shined up.
So I got to know if Ted's sleeping in the Trotwood or is Ted sleeping in the motorhome?
He's going to be in the big.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
He's going to be in the lap of luxury
this
time.
There you go. Right.
He's pretty excited.
No more smelling like fuel oil.
No.
I can't believe that helped your hunting any. If you still like a big fuel oil tank.
No, the last couple of years it got that heat exchanger was leaking and we stunk.
Right. Yeah.
So I said, no more.
Right.
That thing's going to a landfill.
Right. Well, it served you well, right?
Yes, it did.
It served you well. You've been in that, what is it, 52? If I remember correctly,
it's a 52 Trotwood.
52 Trotwood with a cement floor, right?
That's right.
And a cement pond.
Right, yeah, I'll bet. Yeah.
Well, we had mice hit it a couple of years back, so I poured the concrete floor in it. No more mice. But then we got the odor.
Yeah. Yeah, she don't breathe like she used to. Right?
Anyway, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. So I'm going to get like 6 or 7 days in the woods, and I should be able to get my fix. And the deer will be totally unmolested because nobody's hunting up there. So that first morning out, I expect to surprise something.
Yeah. Virgin well, and you're meat hunting, right?
I'll try and shoot a doe first.
Right. Yep. Well, later in the show with Mr. Sobey here, we'll talk a little bit about dressing a deer, how long you can leave it down if you've shot it. A lot of guys, you know, they'll shoot with a bow and they'll wait an hour to make sure that it's down and then go find it. But if you go much longer than that, you could be in trouble. And we'll talk a little bit about that.
Well,
and what
I think
that,
it's perfect that he's here because at my new work, I was talking to one of the bosses and he came in talking about a doe he tracked all night and going to go out this morning, but he had to get to work. And I told him, I said, well, if it's been down more than 4 hours, you don't want it anyway. And he says, why not? And I said, because the meat will get rancid. And he's like, I've been hunting 40 years. I just said, well, according to some experts I know. Anyway, what do I know?
Right, yeah.
Don't invite me over for your venison.
Right, yeah, exactly. Coming from a guy who cuts meat every day, all day.
So we're going to cover that.
Yeah. Yeah, we will cover that and a lot of other things.
And enjoy one of these Kiss My Scottish arses in the meantime.
Yep.
And some wonderful jerky from Sobey Meats.
We'll also do, we're going to do some recipes for venison on the grill. Now that what are we on, the 17th is when we're doing this. So you've had the first 2 weeks already of the season. I know some of my buddies have bagged nice bucks already. So, you know, how to take care of it in this heat, this hot weather, what you got to do if you're at camp. We'll cover a little bit of that and then maybe some of the things you can do with the meat. Eat it and how you might want it prepared. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations,
2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids, and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites: Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com. Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family has been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.